My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about how Neil and Eric get smarter. So we're going to talk about the various sources we go to, the people we talk to, all the cool stuff, and then you can kind of judge how you want to get smarter.
Or let's make this fun. How about we each give one tactic, our number one tactic that we use to get smarter, and let's make it more specific, smarter in business, right? Because there's general knowledge and there's business knowledge. So do you want to go first or do you want me to break down the number one way I use?
I'll go first. So on my end, I think the number one way for me is I act like an idiot. I try to most of the time. So I'm the dumbest person. I try to act like the dumbest person in the room. I also try to surround myself with people that I think are a lot smarter than me. So joining a lot of different peer groups or creating our own peer groups, like Neil and I, we have our own peer group. I go to the TED conference once a year. Well, once this, all this stuff is over, the EOs, the YPOs of the world, right? These are just all great scenarios for me to continue to uncover the things that I don't know that I don't know. So I'm really continually looking for, to me, this is mentorship, right? Because I just want to continue to learn and explore and get better. And then that will help guide my thinking for the future. Because all the information I'm taking in, like all the people I hang out with, that does continue to inform my worldview.
So the number one strategy I use to get smarter in business is I learn from my competition. And the way I learn from my competition is really silly, but it works so well. Everyone these days is going on video interviews, lives on Instagram or podcast interviews, and they share like their success. And it's funny because the more successful someone is and the better off they've done, they want to break down and brag more on like, this is how I did this and this is how I grew and this is the lessons I learned. Now, some people are humble about it. It can go both ways. And honestly, I don't even care if they're humble or they're arrogant. All I care about them is them breaking down everything they learned and how they got to where they are, especially if they've done better than me. And if they're smaller than me, I still listen to it because maybe they're doing something else that I should be learning from. And on podcasts, for some reason, or video interviews, people love revealing everything, not just revenue numbers, but what their main strategies are to grow, where they're going in the future, what big changes are coming up. This is all giving you better intelligence on how to run your business. And I don't know why people spill their beans on podcasts, but I love it.
It's a really good tactic, by the way. So just go into your Overcast or whatever, you know, podcast player you're using and do that. Like, I've actually done this a couple of times. All these people go on Nathan Latka's podcast, which I love because he grills them, right? You get every single, you get the churn numbers, you get all the revenue growth numbers, where they're struggling. And then, you know, you go from there. But what I would say too, just to kind of expand on me saying, look like an idiot, I don't try to act too smart in a room, because you're also going to see the people that treat you like crap as well. Those are the people that's like, oh, that's the real personality, right? So maybe those are people that I don't want to engage with in the future, but it's a really good filter to see, right? And the ones that are genuinely kind, those are the ones that will be nice to you. It doesn't matter if you're not someone they think they can get value from, right? So, you know, that's what it is. It's a little game that I like to play. But just a couple more things from my side. I don't know, Neil, where you want to take this, but I'll just name a couple of podcasts I find super valuable because Neil mentioned podcasts. My First Million from Sam Parr and Sean Peary. I really love that one because they bring on amazing guests and they just talk about business trends. Love that one. I also love Invest Like the Best, Patrick O'Shaughnessy. I think he talks to amazing founders as well. Final one I'll say is All In from Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sachs, and Jason Calacanis. And they have another guy named David Friedberg. But they just talk about really cool stuff. So these aren't like the interview ones I'm talking about where you can get gleaned a lot of information from. But if you want that type of information, listen to Nathan Latka's podcast. Neil, do you know other ones?
Yeah, Leveling Up, your podcast, you grow quite a bit of people and you're getting a lot of information. So I've used that. Another one that I love is Mixergy. Andrew Werner does something similar where you get tons of insights. So that way you can figure out how to grow your business quicker as well.
Cool. Are we done with this one? All set?
That's all set. Make sure you rate, review this podcast. Really appreciate it. We're trying to get more reviews, whether it's on iTunes or Google Play. Just please, please, please rate, review. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.